إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. We also seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his worship and his final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْد, thereafter, فَإِنَّ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. Ibadallah, there is a great hadith which contains profound meanings and many benefits. And this hadith was narrated by the virtuous companion Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari radiallahu anhu. Upon the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet narrates this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I.e. it is hadith Qudsi. And in this blessed hadith, Allah says, Ya ibadi, O my people, Inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi. Verily, I have made dhulm, oppression, forbidden upon myself. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And I have made oppression haram upon you. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. So do not oppress each other. يَا عِبَادِي. O my people, O my slaves. كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُ. All of you are astray, except he who I have guided. فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَهْدِكُمْ. So seek guidance from me and I will guide you. يَا عِبَادِي. O my people, O my slaves. كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُهُ. All of you are hungry, except for the one who I feed. فَاسْتَطْعُمُونِي أُطْعِمْكُمْ. So seek your food and your provisions from me and I will feed you. Ya ibadi, O my slaves, O my people. Kullukum arin illa man kasawtuhu. All of you are naked, except for the one who I have clothed. Fastaksuni aksukum. So seek your clothing from me and I will clothe you. Ya ibadi, O my people, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You commit sins day and night. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And I forgive all of the sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So seek forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. يَا عِبَادِي, O my people, إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَبْلُغُوا ضَرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي. O my people, you will never have the ability to harm me so that you can harm me. وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. And you will never have the ability to benefit me so as to benefit me. يَا عِبَادِي, O my people, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ. If the first of you and the last of you, وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, and the humans amongst you and the jinn amongst you, كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْكُمْ. If all of you, from the first to the last, from the men to the jinn, if all of you had hearts like the heart of the most pious one amongst you, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, then this would not add anything to my kingdom. This would not increase my dominion in anything. يا عبادي, O my people, لو أن أولكم وآخركم, if the first of you and the last of you, وإنسكم وجنكم, and the humans amongst you and the jinn amongst you, كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد منكم, if all of your hearts were like the heart of the most evil person amongst you, ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا, this would not take away anything from my kingdom. This would not decrease my dominion in anything. Ya ibadi, O my people, لو أن أولكم وآخركم, O my people, if the first of you and the last of you, وإنسكم وجنكم, and the humans amongst you and the jinn amongst you, قاموا في سعيد واحد, if you all came together, from the first of creation to the last of creation, from the jinn and the humans, all of you came together and you stood in one place at the same time. فَسَأَلُونِي, and all of you at the same time made a request from me. فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ, and I gave every single one of you whatever he or she requests. He said, مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي شَيْئًا, then this would not take away anything from my kingdom. This would not take away from anything from that which I own. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْمِخْيَطُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ, except like a needle which is placed in the ocean, the vast ocean, and a small needle is placed in this ocean, and then you lift the needle. How much does it take away from the ocean? Nothing. And this is the example that Allah gives. And then he said, Ya ibadi, O my people, innama hiya a'malukum, it is only your own actions. Uhsiha lakum, they are recorded for you. You'll be held accountable for your actions. Thumma uwaffikum iyaha, and then I will recompense you for your actions, for your good deeds, goodness, and for your evil deeds, punishment. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ, so whoever finds any goodness, then let him thank Allah, let him praise Allah. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, and whoever finds anything else besides goodness, i.e. evil, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, then he should not blame anybody apart from his own self. And this hadith was collected by Al-Imam Muslim in his Sahih. So this is a great hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, containing many great benefits pertaining to the foundations of our religion. And in this noble hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins by saying that Allah says, Ya ibadi inni harramtu dhulma ala nafsi, O my people, I have made dhulm haram upon myself. Allah does not oppress anybody, and I have made it haram for you. Just as dhulm, oppression, is not befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also oppression from those people who have iman in Allah is not correct. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا, So do not oppress each other. Allah said, وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ, that I am not one who oppresses my people. And Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا, Allah does not oppress people in anything. So our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not oppress. All of His actions, all His rulings, the legislation of the Sharia, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the goodness and the difficulties which you go through, none of this is oppression from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of it is based upon His justice, His adl and His insaf. And from His justice is that He does not punish anybody to whom the message has not come. Any person who died upon disbelief, but the message of Islam did not come to that person, then that person is not punished in the Akhirah. And this is from the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah sent all of His messengers to every single nation out of His justice. Allah sent books, revealed books to the people. Allah preserved the Quran so that people can read. Allah obligated upon us a da'wah, that we have to take the message of Islam to every single person, so the people out there have the opportunity to know about al-Islam, so that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah shows them their evil actions, they cannot say, Oh Allah, You are oppressing us. Oh Allah, You are punishing us and we did not receive the message. And this is why Allah never punishes any person to whom the message of Islam came to. And also from this hadith is that it is not allowed for us to oppress each other or to oppress another person. We cannot initiate oppression, and neither are we allowed to reply with oppression. That if somebody deals with us upon dhulm, we are not allowed to reply to them with a dhulm. This is not the way of al-Islam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress. So those who have iman in Allah and love Allah and worship Allah, they should not oppress. And then the Prophet said that Allah says, Ya ibadi, O my people, kullukum dalum, all of you were astray. You, your parents, your grandparents, none of you knew about al-Islam. You were worshipping idols. You were worshipping other than Allah. Illa man hadaytuhu, except for the one who I guided. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided us, our parents, our forefathers to al-Islam. And He kept them away from misguidance. So what do you have to do? Fastahduni. So seek your guidance from me. Seek guidance from Allah in the matters of the Akhirah, but also the matters of the dunya. Anything. Education for your children. Seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have two choices for a job. Seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promises, Ahdikum, and I will guide you. If you seek guidance from you, from me, I will guide you to the best of the options. Ya ibadi, and then He says, Oh my people, kullukum ja'un illa man at'amtuhu, all of you are hungry, except for the one who I feed. Fastat'imuni, so seek your provisions from me. And He promises, at'imukum, that I will feed you. Wa ya ibadi kullukum arin, and Oh my people, all of you are naked. Illa man kasawtuhu, except for the one who I have clothed. Fastaksuni, so seek your clothing from me. Aksikum, and I will clothe you. Meaning every single one of us, we are in need of food and we are in need of clothing. And this food and clothing, where does it come from? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah gave us the means. He gave us the intellect. He gave us the resources. He gave us the tools. He allowed us to develop in science and technology so we could feed ourselves. and we can clothe ourselves, and we can shelter ourselves. So Allah has provided our rizq for us, and He is the one who is rich, and we are in need of Allah. Like He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You are poor in front of Allah. You are needy in front of Allah. Wallahu huwal ghani al hamid. And Allah is the one who is rich, and He is the one who is praised. And why did Allah mention food and clothing? Why food and clothing? Because these two are the most basic, primary needs of every single human being. So then what should we do? He said, فَاسْتَطْعِمُونِي, seek your provisions from me. فَاسْتَكْسُونِي, seek your clothing from me. And I will feed you. And I will give you your provisions. And I will give you your clothing. He said, يَا عِبَادِي, O my people, after all of these blessings which I have given you, that I have guided you, and I have fed you, and I have clothed you, and I have given you everything, and I do not oppress you, He said, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Despite all of this, you will sin. You will fall short in the night and the day. Day after day, you sin and you sin. He said, وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And I forgive all of these sins. Even the worst sins. Zina, na'udhu billah, Allah forgives. Shirk and kufr. A person only has to make al-istighfar and Allah forgives. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي. So seek your forgiveness from me. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And He promises, I will forgive you. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives the sins, all of them. So the point is that a person doesn't seek to be perfect and that he will never fall into a sin. But the point is that a person should never feel shy from seeking istighfar, from seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be shy to raise your hands in front of Allah in making tawbah and al-istighfar. Even if your sins are like the size of the mountains, then the forgiveness of Allah is greater than the mountains. If you come to Allah with an earth full of sins, Allah comes to you with an earth full of forgiveness. So the only person who closes this door is the one who himself is either too shy or too arrogant to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah promises in this hadith, أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, I will forgive you. I will conceal these sins. I will hide these sins. I will wipe these sins away. But فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, seek your forgiveness from me. يَا عِبَادِي, إِنَّكُمْ لَن تَبْلُغُوا ضَرِّي فَتَضُرُّونِي. O my people, you will never have the ability to harm me or to oppress me so as to harm me. وَلَن تَبْلُغُوا نَفْعِي فَتَنْفَعُونِي. And you will never have the ability to benefit me so as to benefit me. Meaning Allah is not harmed, nor is He benefited by the people. Because the kingdom and the dominion of Allah is perfect and complete. Nobody amongst us can add anything to the kingdom of Allah. And nobody amongst us can take anything away from the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the obedience which you do, the worship of Allah which you perform, this is for your own goodness. It does not add anything to the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sins which you fall into, the disobedience which you do, this does not take anything away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only your own harm. And Allah said in the Quran, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever does any good deed, then for him, for his own self, for his own benefit. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And whoever does any evil, then it is against his own self. And it is upon his own. It only harms himself. He said, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And Allah is not oppressive towards His people. And then Allah clarifies this. He said, يَا عِبَادِي, O my people, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ. If the first of you and the last of you, وَإِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, and the humans amongst you and the jinn amongst you, Meaning if all of creation, from the first person Adam alayhi salam, to the last person on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and not only the humans and the jinns. So right now upon the earth, there are 5 or 6 billion people. Add to this the jinn, who are many more in number. And that's just now. Then take from the beginning of the time to the end of time. He said, if all of you had the heart of the most pious person, all of us in this masjid, if all of us were as pious as the most pious person in this masjid, فَمَا زَادَ مِن مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, this does not increase in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no benefit for Allah in your worship. Only you benefit from your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ, and if the first of you and the last of you, and the humans amongst you and the jinn amongst you, if all of you were the most evil, were as evil as the most evil person, if all of us in this masjid, if we had the hearts like the heart of the most evil person amongst us, فَمَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِن مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, this does not take anything away from the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, the kingdom of Allah and the perfection of Allah is not increased by our obedience. And the kingdom of Allah is not weakened by our disobedience. Because Allah is al-ghani. Allah is the one who is self-sufficient. And He is the one who is wealthy. And He is not in need of the ibadah of the people. So even in our worship, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do good deeds, Allah rewards you with the beautiful life. If you do good deeds, Allah gives you the delight of the akhirah, you benefit. If you do evil deeds, then for you is the wretchedness of this dunya, you harm yourself. If you do evil deeds, if you disbelieve in Allah, it doesn't harm Allah. But the punishment is upon that person. So a person benefits himself by his worship of Allah, not Allah. And a person harms his own self from his own disobedience to Allah, and he does not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is perfect and complete in His essence, in His attributes, in His actions. The mulk of Allah, the kingdom of Allah is perfect and complete. And something which is perfect cannot be added to it. You cannot add something to something which is already perfect. And something which is complete and perfect, you cannot take anything away from it. So our obedience only benefits ourselves and our masjid and our community. And our sins only harm ourselves and our families and our communities. And then Allah mentions how great His ability is. He said, Ya ibadi, O my people, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ, if the first of you and the last of you, meaning from Adam alayhi salam to the last person on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and the humans and the jinn, if all of you came together in one place at the same time, and each one of you made a request from me, billions upon billions upon billions of people, and add to them the jinn, at the same time, each one of them makes a request from Allah, and Allah gives every single person his request or her request at the same time. He said, this doesn't take anything away from that which I have. Rather, it is our abilities which are limited. As for the ability of Allah, then it is complete and eternal. It has no limit. And Allah said in the Quran, مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, that which you have, it will finish. That which Allah has is eternal. Every day, every second, Allah blesses and blesses and He bestows. And He does not take anything away from His strength. And then the example is given. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْقُصُ الْمِخْيَطُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرُ, that if you were to look at the ocean, the vast great ocean, and then you took a needle and you dip this needle in that ocean, and then you lift the needle, what does it take away from that ocean? It takes nothing away from that ocean. In fact, even the droplet of water on the needle, it will fall back into the ocean. It takes nothing away from the mulk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah reminds us That after all of this, the most important thing is, do not worry about the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that is perfect. But to worry about your own actions. He said, Ya ibadi, O my people, innama hiya a'malukum. It is only your own actions. It is not the ability of Allah. Don't discuss, don't talk about the ability of Allah and the grace of Allah and the kindness of Allah. Only talk about your own actions. Because these actions, uhsiha lakum, I will record them. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, I will show you these actions. And you will be held accountable for these actions. ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. And then I will recompense you for these actions. For those who did good, there is goodness. And for those who disbelieved and did evil, there is only evil. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. So whoever finds any goodness in this life or the Akhirah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And whoever finds anything else besides this, meaning whoever finds harm and evil, فَلَا يَلُومُنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Then he should only blame his own selves. He should only look to his own actions. So any harm and difficulty you go through, don't blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't blame the decree of Allah. Because Allah is perfect and complete. And He's just and fair and generous. But look at your own sins. Because of these sins, harms come to you, to your way. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عباد الله. This great hadith, hadith Qudsi, was narrated by Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari radiallahu anhu. And it has been collected in Sahih Muslim. And as I mentioned, this hadith, it contains many great benefits. From them is that Allah is not oppressive. He does not oppress. Rather, He's fair, kind and just. And therefore, we as Muslims should not oppress each other. Also, that Allah guides. And therefore, seek guidance from Allah. And Allah provides. So seek your provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you should know that your obedience does not benefit Allah in any way. Rather, it only benefits yourself, so obey Allah. And your sins do not harm Allah in any way. So stay away from sin, because you are only harming yourself. And from the benefits of this hadith is that people sin. But Allah says, I forgive the sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So seek your forgiveness from me and I will forgive you. And from the benefits of this hadith is that we should not worry about the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not worry about the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, we should only worry about our own actions. And these actions are recorded by the angels. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, every person will be held accountable for his or her own actions. Then after this, on this blessed day, brothers and sisters, send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma arda anil khulafai rashidin, Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم عصمنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشرك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النفاق. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة.